T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, Louie, what type of a difference does it make when you get that level of defense?
Oh, yeah, that was what a great defensive game we played, from Conforto's throw to the plays that JD made, to the plays that Jimenez is making. I'm glad that JD is just making that quick transition from left field, playing to third base the last couple of days, making some plays for us there. That play he made to his back end and throwing one knee, that was an outstanding play. Behind Rick, a guy that's going to induce a lot of contact, that was a big key tonight.
With JD in particular, we obviously know about Jimenez's defensive prowess and Guillorme and Hamilton, but with JD in particular, what stands out to you about how he's been able to handle that transition to third base so quickly and his level of improvement in your mind from where he was a year ago at that spot?
Well, he worked them both before reporting to camp, obviously, just to be ready if something happened. The last couple of days, some of the events, with the guys being sidelined now, we got the call to play third. So, him and Gary DeSarcina have been, working closely, doing some early work, doing some different stuff to make sure that, he's doing the infield footwork and everything. This kid is a natural infielder. It's nothing that, it's new for him, but to go to the outfield and then bounce back, you definitely got to come in and get some reps to remind those muscles, how to move and how to react when the ball's at the bat. And he looked really good tonight. Some grounders that he had to create, bigger hops to his glove side, and then that play to his backhand. That requires a lot of discipline just in a couple of days to regroup and come from the outfield and make the plays he made in the third base.
And what did Rick do particularly well tonight?
Kept the ball down very well. He mixed so well, induced a lot of contact, kept a good pitch count. The changeup, he's been working on this changeup with Hef, and I saw a lot of good ones today, to those lefties in the lineup that he was facing. Good cutter slider thing that he was throwing. He also mixed up well. Sinker was, two seamer sinker. He was really coming back. He was able to throw a front door to the lefties. He was pitching into righties. I mean, this guy pitching east west and mixing his secondary pitches did an outstanding job. I mean, what a great performance during his 150th win, I think it was, for his career. So, congrats to Rick on that.
Next question is from Justin Toscano.
Hey, Louie. After Rick had a rough time in his first two starts, what could this do for his confidence going forward, just to put one together like this?
And this guy, he doesn't back down. This guy's a fierce competitor. He wants the ball. He wants to stay out there. He wants to keep going. His demeanor, his thirst for competition, it's what keeps him out there and, makes him go after guys the way he does. He was attacking batters. He was moving feet. He was mixing pitches. He was changing sequences, throughout the lineup. And going through that Nationals lineup three times like it did tonight and earning, just one earned run, that describes him well right there. A lot of contacts, no walks. I mean, we didn't have a walk tonight. So, that was huge from the two guys that went on the mound tonight. So, I'm glad that Rick set the tone for that. I mean, that was just excellent performance.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Tony DeComo.
Hey, Louie, you talked about the defense behind Rick, and obviously you only had so many lineup choices tonight with injured guys, things like that, but just knowing how much contact he does induce going forward, is it something in the back of your mind where, you know, when push comes to shove, maybe you try to put out a better defensive lineup behind him than you would care about necessarily behind other pitchers?
Well, we always balance it. We know who's the better defender where, and we always balance the lineup and know where we put in the guys. I don't want to say that particularly we're going to lean that way all the time, but we're always looking to have, according to the lineup, they have heavy lefty lineup or heavy righty that we know where they're going to pull it more to the left side. We'll probably do something like that. But Rick is going to induce contact, and we knew that coming in today. But like you said, we were short of guys, and having Billy here that can play center, and then Nemo can play left field. We have Billy, we can count him as a natural outfielder because of his speed, even though he was an infielder through the minors. But three natural outfielders, we had all natural infielders in there, behind him. So, he had the full defense, we can call it that way, behind him. And that's why, they made the plays. We're not necessarily going to lean that way all the time, but we know that there's going to be a lot of balls put in play with when Rick is pitching.
And also, did he try and get himself back out there for the eighth, or was he pretty much good at that point?
He was good. He wanted to come in. He had a few pitches, for us to come out. And, Rick wants to face – he wants to finish the game. He wants to keep going. He's that tough competitor. But, knowing that we have a fresh bullpen, knowing that we have a day off tomorrow, like I said, a lot of guys help us for this fresh bullpen that we have coming into today's game. The Kilo May outing, what Hughes did the other day, and Familia going back-to-back. Help guys like, Lugo, Wilson, even Diaz that could have gone back to back, to do what to probably come in and get outs in those two innings that we had left. So Lugo had seven pitches, I think it was, in the first inning or six, and then he was able to come right back out and get the save. So, that's why we made the decision. We talked with him and it was just a great performance. Seven innings, 82 pitches, no walks, inducing a lot of contact, getting out, some strikeouts. So he passed the ball to Lugo.